Russia searches for the downed U.S. drone. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, hoping to find pieces large enough to yield intelligence info.
The Russian warships might be scouring the Black Sea, but it's unlikely they'll find anything. That's according to top Pentagon brass. The Russians seem to agree, saying, I don't know if we can recover it or not, but we will certainly have to do that.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, the Army's Chief of Staff, General Mark Milley, says they are sure the Russians interfered with the drone on purpose.
We know that the intercept was intentional. We know that the aggressive behavior was intentional. We also know it was very unprofessional and very unsafe.
General Milley says they have video from the encounter with the Russian jets that hasn't been made public yet. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke by phone with his Russian counterpart yesterday. The head of the U.S. Border Patrol breaking with the Biden administration, admitting under oath in a House Homeland Security Committee hearing yesterday, they do not have operational control of the southern border, despite what DHS Secretary Mayorkas has said. Raul Ortiz says the Border Patrol needs more resources. Committee Democrats boycotted that meeting, which was held near the border in Texas. The Senate Banking Committee holds a hearing today on the collapse of two large banks recently, while the Treasury Secretary will be defending President Biden's budget request.
The Senate Finance Committee is holding a hearing on President Biden's fiscal year 2024 budget, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will be on hand to answer questions. The president's almost $7 trillion budget calls for tax increases on wealthy Americans and looks to reduce the federal deficit by nearly $3 trillion over the next decade.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. As to the federal government's debt, it's time to get the states involved, according to Congressman Jody Arrington, who chairs the House Budget Committee. He is calling for a constitutional convention of the states. After the Dow lost 280 points yesterday, early morning Dow futures are down about 50 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
A freight train reportedly carrying hazardous chemicals has derailed in western Arizona, not far from the border with California. So far, it does not appear that any of the chemical rail cars are leaking anything. In the wake of the toxic train derailment in Ohio, Senate Majority Leader Schumer is calling for a safety investigation of the country's largest rail freight carriers. Two U.S. allies in the Asian region are meeting face-to-face today for the first time in 8 years.
Japan and South Korea have a lot of common ground. Along with the United States, they know cooperation is essential when faced with the economic and military challenges posed by China and North Korea. But there's baggage here. Japan's treatment of Koreans and their culture in the first half of the last century has left a deep scar. The success of this summit and hopes for future events may depend on whether the two can address their past, on whether Japan can heal Korean wounds. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
North Korea has launched another ballistic missile, which appeared to have been a test of its newest missile technology with intercontinental range. It comes as South Korea and U.S. troops continue joint military exercises, which Pyongyang considers a rehearsal to invade. The remains of an American military pilot shot down in World War II are finally coming home.
Those remains identified as 24-year-old William B. Montgomery of Ford City, Allegheny County. Montgomery was piloting an aircraft in northern France in World War II when the craft took on enemy fire in June 1944. Burst into flames, and seven of the 10 crew members successfully bailed out. The plane crashed off the coast of Sussex, England. Montgomery's remains weren't recovered till they were found by archaeologists in 2021, and they were identified in January of this year. William B. Montgomery will be buried with full military honors at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia.
It's Fox's Sue Guzman, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.